Okay. So, summarize. We saw that if the onus happens that prevents work taking place, then whoever's holding the money, if he's ready, the worker's already been paid, then the worker keeps the money. If the worker hasn't been paid, then he doesn't get paid. After the work has already been performed, but an onus happens that you don't get benefit from the work, then you have to pay, even if you haven't paid. Now, let's start with the case we finished off with last week. There was Reuven who decided that he's going to phone up an agent who arranges places to go away for holidays. Yeah. And it was decided that Reuven was going to go to a hotel for Yom Tov in Pesach, for in Yerushalayim. Everything was booked and prepaid. After a few weeks, there was a discussion in the family, and it was decided maybe we should not go to Yerushalayim, instead maybe we should go to Netanya. So let's phone up the agents again, see if we can change the details. The agent said, fine, we can change, and we can book for the hotel in Netanya instead. Well, the question was asked by Reuven at the time from the agents.
Wait, he said, fine, we can change. We'll pay our
time. We can change.
Okay.
Question was asked to the agents, is there a difference in price now that I want to go to Netanya instead of Yerushalayim? And the agents informed them that there would be a difference of $700. Based on that information, Reuven said, well, it's now very kedai for me to book for Netanya, and they booked for Netanya. After Yom Tov in Netanya, Reuven is looking through his bank accounts and he didn't see any money back, refunds of $700. So he asked the agent, what's happened? I was expecting a return of $700. The agent said, well, that was if the hotel in Yerushalayim could fill up your booking. But the hotel, even though they were booked out, since you backed out at the last moment, they could not refill that room, and they had that room empty for Yom Tov, and therefore they lost that Yom Tov. They wanted you to pay for the whole amount. But I made a deal with them that they would be happy with just getting $700. So in the end, you did lose, and they're happy. You pay what you were expecting to pay in Yerushalayim, and they are happy and they don't have claims against you. So unfortunately there's no refunds, but everyone, I saved you from the loss. Reuven said, one of the main reasons, and that's the decision that made it final, that I changed to Netanya, was the fact that I was expecting a $700 reduction on my holiday. And if I would have known that there was not going to be any reduction, I would not have changed. I would have stayed in Yerushalayim winter. So therefore, I am claiming my $700 back. So now we have a vikuah, an argument over here, whether they're entitled with $700 back or not.
I don't know if it's no good, Ali. You mentioned that really the hotel wanted the full amount, but they're willing to... They own both hotels, correct?
No.
They didn't, it was a separate owner?
The separate owner.
So why weren't they mindful?
Oh, worse than that.
Why did I tell you the $700? Because you asked, and if everything would work out, then you would get $700 back.
It's worse than that.
No, you didn't ask.
If he said you can change.
Yes, I did.
I asked, what would be the difference in price if I end up going to Netanya than Yerushalayim? How's Netanya in price-wise respect to Yerushalayim Hotel? It says $700 cheaper in Netanya.
But if he says you can change, those three words means you're not going to be penalized to pulling out. That's what you
we're
can
able
change.
To change. We're
no,
able to make a change.
I don't need you to tell me I'm physically able to move. It means that I'm not going to have to pay a penalty. If you say you can change in that industry, it's a given. That's what it means.
Would you say something different than
the airline? The owner of the hotel in Ushuaia?
No, I would say the same thing.
$700 for that empty room?
If I said you can change, and I said anything about a penalty,
you would assume you're getting your money back.
Yes.
Even though it's a do with an airline's charge.
Yes. What?
Even though it's a do with an airline's charge change.
Not always. The refundable ticket, they don't charge change.
Because they want to keep up the good relationship with the agent, and the agent says this is good for business. They have reasons to agree.
I think when he said you can change, he dug his grave.
It has to get to the internet, so I don't answer.
Okay.
What I like about Yemi, he's always cut to the chase.
Yep, you're very profound.
We could have a Nikuak about that.
Okay. So. Okay! Canadian Stars, you can get money back for Canadian Stars. No. So, that was a good statement, but not that I answered. So, first let's set up what exactly is happening. How do we, that's all denitura. The first point is exactly how do you define what's happening going over here? So, what has happened over here? We have Reuven who wanted to book a hotel room in Yerushalayim and he booked it. So Reuven is basically saying, you Yerushalayim are going to work for me, I'm going to hire you to provide me a service of the room, and I'm going to pay you already up front. Now Reuven...
And the agent is Reuven Shliach?
And there's a Shliach in the middle who's organizing the connection between the worker and the person hiring.
Who is Shliach? Who is he? Reuven Shliach or the hotel
Shliach? It really depends what his role is.
He's a Shliach, or let's say for both of them.
Yeah.
An agent. Now, what's happened? So he hired them, said I'm going to take you on as the job to give me service, and then I backed out of taking you on before the work was performed. I backed out.
Who's you, the hotel?
Reuven. Reuven backed out of hiring the hotel as their worker before the job took place. Why did he back out? Because he got the impression that he was able to back out without any consequences of backing out. And therefore, Reuven is saying at the end of the day, yes, let's. I'm backing out. And I backed out before the job, and it's an onus that I backed out before the job because I understood there would be no consequences for me backing out of the job. However, we said, so what halakhically do we say at this stage? That someone hired somebody to do a job, he backed out before the job because of an onus. Normally, the worker loses out unless the worker's already received money. Here in this case, the worker, the hotel, has already received the money for the job.
No, it did not receive the money.
Yes, he did.
The travel agent received
the travel agent gave it over to the hotel.
What? Okay.
That's claiming that. And the reason why I backed out, because I was under the impression I could back out without any consequences, and therefore I suppose that for me, otherwise I wouldn't back out. Why did I back out? I was made to understand you could back out without any consequences.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know it's
an owner? Well, all that means is that Reuven doesn't have a hotel. But the travel agent is a different story.
So Reuven...
Beforehand, he didn't understand that he wasn't aware that there was an owner's fault.
No, he thought it was completely okay. Now he understands, his art halakhically, what has happened, that he hired the worker, he paid for the worker, he backed out before the job. Why is an owner's why he backed out from the job? Because was given the impression that he could back out. But if that's true, according to what we've learnt up to now, if an onus happens, then normally the worker has to suffer unless he's ready to be paid. And here the hotel's ready paid, so the hotel should not suffer any loss from the fact that you backed out, even although you could be claiming I'm backing out because of an onus. But the worker didn't say I can keep the money.
He doesn't care about the onus.
Right, okay. So what about the travel agent?
Okay. What about the travel agent? Travel agent says, I never said that you can back out without any consequences I just says that the best scenario which are, is that if you back out, there will be a $700 difference. I never promised.
What's the point of him telling you?
What's the point of him telling you about the $700 difference if he's not going to give it?
Hear me, back me up here.
I'm saying, what's the point of him saying that if he's not implying that he's going to give it?
That's the best scenario. You asked me, what's the difference in price between the Tanya and Yerushalayim?
I gave you a difference because you're not getting your
money. Everyone knows, you go to Summer Bonin, you ask a question, you get a right answer. To get the right answer. Now you change the case slightly, you get a slightly different answer. Why didn't the Rav tell me that if circumstances change, then it'll be different? No, some people work like a robot. You ask the question, you get a specific answer, even although it may be misleading and giving impression that I make assumptions that it means also this as well. I never said that you get a refund of $700. I just told you and answered your question. The difference in price between Netanya and Yerushalayim is $700. Are you going to get it? Let me ask you a question. I wouldn't have gone to Netanya if it would be the same.
It was the same.
I wasn't $700. So,
two questions. One, are we potentially looking at the agent as a mazik? He's basically a mazik shaila. Is that the shaila potentially we're analyzing now?
If there's a yes.
And shaila two, the agent, I don't know if his profit is relevant here. His profit is only 5%, let's say. Meaning, at most, he would have made $300 on this deal. So could he lose more than his profit would have been? Meaning, even if we say he's guilty, he's not the one getting the $700. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but if he's...
Well, whatever the profit is. But if we say he's making $300, do we max out his liability at $300? Or do you say, no, he did mazik? Whatever the mazik is.
If it's mazik, you pay for damages?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, but no one makes a statement like that. No one's going to say it's $700 difference, but it's not negating your life. You're not getting the money anyway.
It could be the guy. It's an answer to your question that it could be the guy. If they fill up the room, for sure you get $700 back. I'm not keeping your $700. The agent says, I'm not personally keeping your $700.
He had a medical loading also. Yeah. Your agent's not going to tell you about it. It's on the right.
He was putting him in a position where he could have ended up paying for two hotels. And he didn't say that. Okay, so it's obvious that he was not. When he says you can change, he meant you can change, but you have to pay for both places. That's not a change. That's a tosefes. I'm going to two hotels. That's not a change.
The agent had no reason why. He had a customer to sale already done. He's not gaining anything by switching hotels.
He made a real point. I think he said by saying that you could change. That means change, not
right.
Two hotels. You have another hotel room. That would have been a thing.
That we can say for sure is that the agent is willing, by the fact that he says you can change, and he's saying that I'm not charging you more. He's basically saying the worst case scenario is that you won't get any money back. But there's no chance that you're going to have to pay for both.
Why?
Such a case.
Why you said the hotel theoretically could have?
And yes, but on that responsibility I'm willing to take.
But you didn't.
He did. He said that. That's how the agent is coming to that basin and saying, look, I told him he could change. He could change. Physically, he can change.
You can change means you can change without.
Is it $700 difference?
If I come up.
Is there a chance I'll pay more? No.
I would do that
for a customer. I would never
say
that.
It's not a question of would he do it or not.
I take responsibility for any more than you already paid.
But he's saying that now. Let's say he wouldn't say that. Let's say he says I'm not taking responsibility.
Let's say he doesn't say that.
You're saying he's saying that now. Let's say he doesn't say that. So theoretically,
you always have to prepay for your holiday beforehand. I didn't ask you.
Well, if it happens last second.
I didn't ask you to pay more money because you changed. Because obviously, there's not going to be more money for the change. Will you get money back? Potentially $700 back.
Because for the
$700, he doesn't feel he lost money.
He's alive. Yes, he feels he lost money.
If I come over to you.
So give it back. Method stars in the theory is okay, give it back. There's no method stars. You can't say method stars once you've taken it and used it and had
all the food.
If I say, can I buy this MP3? and you say yes, and I say how much is it, and you say $10, and I put $10 down, and I take this home, is it mine?
Yes.
Why? You didn't sell it to me, you just said I could buy it.
We're not Chinese.
Ah, okay, so this guy is not Chinese either. When he said you can change, that means you can change without penalty.
So it's a very simple solution. The agent is somebody who has the authority to make bookings and to cancel the bookings. And that's the relationship he has with the hotel. He has that authority. And even if the hotel doesn't recognize who the person is coming, they recognize the agent, and the agent is who they rely on. Therefore, when the agent said, you can back out, you can change, yeah, you don't have to be here, you can be over there, he's basically saying, is that me, with my authority, which the hotel has given me in Yerushalayim, is that the job in Yerushalayim, I can cancel, and that's it. You don't have to work, the hotel in Yerushalayim doesn't have to work for you. It doesn't have to work for you. So therefore, there's now no obligation of work that still exists between the hotel and the customer, because really? The what? Agent in the middle,
yeah,
which has been the authority, has the power to say there's no more job, and that's it. The job has been cut off.
When did he say there's no more job?
And he gets three jobs.
Oh, so you can change because you don't have to go there anymore.
You don't have to go.
So
there.
It has nothing to do with whether he has authority or not.
If there's no authority, then very good. I've tricked you into backing it out, but still the hotel has the claim.
You're right.
They're saying by the authority, now the hotel doesn't have a claim either.
No, but let's say the hotel has a claim.
The hotel has no claim against moving the customer, because who they authorized, the agent has said you can back out the deal with the hotel, and therefore any claim which the hotel can have is only against the agent, not against the customer.
But let's say the hotel had a claim. It wasn't authority. Let's say there was the
guest. He's your friend, not an agent.
He's right. Well, I would not be able to go to the agent and say reimburse me for I have
that's
to pay the
claim
hotel.
Against it. Let's
that's the one I'm dealing with. No. The claim against the
let's
agent.
See who the claim is against before we decide what's the halakha. We're saying that the claim now is not between the hotel and Ruben. As you backed out of a job. What do you mean I backed out of a job? You let me back out of the job because your agent told me I can break the deal. So therefore you told me you can break the deal. Therefore, the hotel has no claim against Ruben that you backed out of the deal. Therefore they have no rights to take Ruben's money in the first place. How can the hotel take Ruben's money now? If the agent who represents them said you can back out. So therefore the hotel have to return the money which they took. Even the $700 they have to return because they have no authority to take that money.
Are they returning the money to the agent or to Ruben?
They have to return it to Ruben.
The agent has the money.
Do Ruben pay the hotel directly? Ruben paid the agent paid the hotel.
Ruvain gave the money, the card number over to the agent, and the agent passed that on to the hotel.
So the money never went into the agent's hands.
Right. This is even though the hotel has an agreement, even though the hotel's conditions are explicit that if you cancel 2 days before you still have to pay.
Fine, but above those conditions is that we have to take on ourselves the responsibility of our agents as well. And if the agent makes a mistake, we have no claims against the customer, it's only a claim against the agent.
So now the money's in Ruben's hands, and therefore we say he keeps it because he has the money.
Not Ruben, but now we're saying
the hotel's giving the money back.
The hotel has to now give back $700.
And now that Ruben has the money, in terms of his fight against the agent, he could say, I have the money, it's an onus, and therefore I keep it.
The hotel can't hold on to the money, so they have to give it back. And now the agent has to talk with the hotel. The hotel has to have a claim against the agent if they're going to get the money. Any money you take.
So how can the Beis Din paskin that the hotel's chayiv, the hotel isn't even there in Beis Din?
So therefore, the responsibility of getting that money back is how you paid. How did you pay? Through the agents. The agent has to give you the money back. If the agent can get the money back from the hotel, very good. If not, the agent has to fork out $700 from his own pocket to give it back. Because how you pay is how you get back.
Now, how would this change if, like many times, you actually pay the agent? meaning the agent used his card to pay the hotel, and Reuven used his card to pay the agent. So now the agent has Reuven's money, and the hotel has the agent's money.
At the end of the day, the agent never had Reuven's money. Given money on condition that you pass it on, and they pass it on.
So would the case change if the order would change?
How you pay is how you get back?
Yes.
Let's say I paid for the Pesach in Yerushalayim, and the hotel burned down. The agent would be hired to refund me for my money?
The agent would be responsible in trying to work to get the money back.
Nobody to work with.
To get the money back. He's responsible to getting the money. First, we have to discuss, which we'll discuss next week, whether there's a responsibility for the hotel to give back money in such circumstances.
Okay.
But if there is a responsibility, then we have to see that the agent has to try his best, and if he can't, then he can't.
Why is the agent the one chayev? Just because I acted as your agent to hire someone doesn't mean I'm taking responsibility.
No, you're not taking responsibility in your particular case. Your responsibility is limited to tircha. You have to meet as much as you can to get the money back, not monetary wise.
Okay.
But if you are negligent in the money handling, then you are responsible to get it. Personally. Okay. Now, dintera number two. Shimon was having a mesiba, Chanukah, a big one. So he ordered 150 donuts, and they were the day before. He ordered, made this order, and they were to be picked up in the afternoon, the following day. By the morning, you could still cancel. The bakery says, by the morning, if you tell us early in the morning, you can still cancel the order. Later than the morning, you won't be able to cancel the order. Right? Shimon, then, circumstances arise that the whole mesiba was cancelled. And therefore, there's no need now for these donuts. So instead of Shimon getting hold of the bakery, because he tried a few times and he couldn't get through, so he asked his friend who was going to the bakery in the morning, could you please go to the bakery and cancel the order? His friend went, but he never went into the bakery and he never cancelled the order. The afternoon, Shimon receives a phone call from the bakery. We've got 150 donuts here, and no one has yet picked it up. Shimon says, I've cancelled it. So I had to cancel it. So I tried on the phone, didn't get through, but I sent a shliach to cancel it for me. What happens? So he found out that the shliach never cancelled it. He forgot. Yes. The shliach forgot. Now the shaila is, does Shimon have to pay for the donuts?
No.
Or not?
They started working. And they
finished
working.
Do work. It's back on Chumemkar. He doesn't have to.
If you learn its work, then I ask you to do work. You did the work, and all this happens, I can't get the benefit from the work. What happened last week when you say such a thing?
Well, I want you to get the benefit from
the work. I don't need it.
You eat $150. That's a little of benefit
for
that.
No, we benefit from this work. We said last week you have to still pay. Do you have to pay in this case? So what do you say?
I said no.
You said no.
It's not the tax. It's not the tax. It was no Kenyan.
Are you saying the shliach is responsible?
There's no Kenyan. He could have just bailed out. To
I'm saying you put in an order.
If there was Hezek, but this is not Hezek. This is
why.
That's what Amisha Parah is for.
3 minutes later, they're stale.
That's what Amisha Parah is for.
Okay. Do you have to pay the bakery? You say you also have to pay the bakery, but he's got a claim against the friends. You say bakery gets their money.
Have
you got it? Now, forgetting is not a pashia. How do you know? How do you know forgetting is not pashia? There's halach and orachaim. That says if you forget to daven shacharis, then you have to daven mincha twice. But says the Shulchan Aruch, that if you do it on purpose, then you don't get to daven mincha twice. You've lost it. Only if it's an onus, get to daven mincha twice. But the halacha paskins over there, if you forget to daven shacharis, then that's considered an onus that you daven mincha twice. So we see that forgetting is not a b'shia, it's an onus. So the shliach is off the hook. The shliach is off the hook. It's an onus. Now, what's the scenario over here? Is this between Shimon and the bakery? Is the relationship between Shimon and the bakery a relationship? Is I'm hiring a worker here? Shimon's hiring a worker to do his job? Or is the relationship between Shimon and the bakery is that Shimon is buying something from the bakery? You're not working for me? I'm buying something from you.
Who owes the money?
So, you see.
If he's a worker, then Shimon would owe the money, and if it's a purchase, then the bakery's off the hook. I mean, sorry, then Shimon's off the hook.
Yeah. On the face of it. So, let's look at our first Maramok. Says to Shulchan Aruch, Shimon the Gimel, Omer the Oman says to a worker, Asili Tova Ploni, make for me this item, if you make it, I'll buy it from you. Make me a donut and I'll buy it for you. The Asa Oman and the bakery made it, the Akhlak Ein Rotzi Lekachto, and then he doesn't want to buy the donuts. And if you don't buy the donuts, they're going to go stale. Chayev to pay. You're chayev to pay.
You didn't what?
You're chayev to pay. Why are you chayev to pay?
Number seven.
Says to the receivers, number two. You're not hiring the bakery. But you said to the bakery, after you make the donuts, I'm going to buy it to you. I'm going to make a kinyan on this. I'm going to buy it. The fish shall be to Oslo Nasa Shulchan is chayav taken. Therefore, you're not going to be obligated to pay if there's no loss. You only have to pay because you are mazik. You damage them with your backing out. So therefore, if you were to a worker, you can't back out. Because it's too late. He's already worked for you, you have to pay. Whether there's a loss or not a loss in case. But if it's a sale transaction, then you only have to pay for the sale is if by backing out you're causing them a loss that now they can't sell this product to anybody else. If by backing out you are causing them a loss they can't sell to anyone else, then you're considered a mazik and you have to pay because of mazik.
You only have to pay the cost, not the sale price.
Then you would only have to pay the loss. Yeah.
My loss counts the work of the employee's time as well.
Yes.
Everything.
Now, so we're saying that the relationship between Shimon and the bakery is not the worker-employer relationship, it's the sales contract. But Shimon backed out and caused them a loss. And therefore the Shulchan says, you're fired because of damages. Now, why? Because that's called Gami. You've been mazik them by pulling out and causing them damages called Gami. There's a halacha in Gami that says, if the reason why you backed out is because of an onus, If the reason that you damaged him is because and not under your control, then you're not chayv to pay for damages. When you're chayv to pay that damages, that's when it's not an onus. But if it's an onus why you damaged them, then you're not obligated to pay. And therefore,
not an onus.
Just because his party was canceled.
He still
could buy $150.
I don't need them.
Yeah. You don't need them.
That doesn't make it an onus.
Yes.
I'm trying to get
out. You're needing them.
He's trying by phone.
That could be that he couldn't get through to them.
I think I said that. I tried to cancel. I didn't want it. And therefore, the reason why there was damage here is because of an onus that prevented you from preventing your damage.
Nothing.
The onus prevented me from preventing your damage.
The onus was that he couldn't cancel the order.
You think the onus is that the party is canceled, so he doesn't need to
cancel. No, that he tried to cancel.
No. What's the onus is that I tried to cancel.
He tried to cancel.
Tried to prevent you not losing, and the fact that you lost at the end is because it was an onus that the cancellation didn't take place. So the reason why there was damages is because of an onus. So I shouldn't pay.
An onus is more if there was a flood, so he couldn't cross the bridge to the bakery. Here he's changed his mind. I don't want to have that. Yes, he tried, but that's not an onus. He's changed his mind.
I tried to make sure that you don't have damage.
As he said, the shliach is...
And the reason at the end of the day why I damaged you and it didn't work is because an onus prevented me from stopping you having damage.
He forgets his mind.
And since the whole here is because of damages, an onus at the end of the day caused the damage. So I shouldn't be responsible. Now, I'll tell you a very common scenario that this happens. Based to Villa, avoid these problems. But this happens a lot, and therefore, let's connect to this halacha. I arranged to have a Suda for my Bris Mila. Yes? They're supposed to be on the 8th day. On the day of the Bris, when it's supposed to be, unfortunately, baby has eye infection or it's too yellow. Can't do the bris today. I want to back out from hiring now the hall and the caterer that comes with the hall. The halacha is that you can back out and not have to pay for anything because it's an onus in such a case. Because the relationship between me and the hall is a relationship of transaction, not worker.
I told them
on the day, in the morning, we just had the test, and they came in, that's too late. That's
no good.
We got a problem, you didn't tell them.
I told so therefore, in the hall, in the case of the brisk, the hall has to stop the loss.
Unless you get the money ahead of time.
And that's why base spin on good enough.
If you get the money ahead of time, you don't have to give it back.
What? No. Now, in our case, his claim is, I damaged you, but it was an onus that I damaged you, because I tried to prevent your damage. I want to be let off. Is this caused a onus? We know that the shliach forgetting is an onus, in respect to the shliach. We've got no claims against shliach. Me relying on the shliach to cancel, and he doesn't, is that caused an onus or not?
Maybe I should have called him to confirm he delivered.
Forgetting the shliach, forgetting his onus. Me, Shimon, who appointed the shliach and relied on the shliach, is that called an onus to the fact that I relied on the shliach and he didn't do his job?
Yes.
So we have a very good point. That yes, it should be an onus. Why? Because there's a halacha which says, Chazoka shliach osa shlichusim. That if I point to shliach, then there's a chazoka which the Torah says you can rely on, that the shliach's going to do his job. So if the Torah says I can rely on it, then I relied on it, and it didn't work. It's not my fault. I can rely on this, that it was going to work, and it doesn't work. So my fault is an onus.
And we also say Shluchu Adam Kamoso. So his onus is my onus. But he's me. So he's experiencing forgetting, so I've forgotten.
Shliach works because you put on tefillin, I can also put on tefillin. Is this if I put on tefillin?
Well, not for my submitsa.
I make you a shliach to put on tefillin. I've been yotzei tefillin.
Not for my submitsa, but for a kinyan.
Anything with... No, you can't put your brain in my brain. When you are my sin. But I'm saying that it's an onus because I have a right to rely on the shliach doing a good job, because that's what the Torah says. And here's the catch. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov says, Sivkot Nun, and the Orach HaShulchan Aruch says like this. Number 3. Sholach Shliach V'Meisa Shliach V'Holach Medina Siyam. You said to agent, and the Shliach died, or he went abroad, V'Lo Noda Imasa Shulchusha. And you don't know whether he did the job, which he was supposed to do or not. Oh, Shema Shina B'Pratia Shulchusha. Maybe he did something slightly different. In nota sha'asa shlichas b'chal atzlo nota pratin omina hazaka shloshim. If you know he did the job, but you don't know exactly what job, then you can rely that he did the job as he's supposed to do. Then lo nota b'chal im asa. If you don't know if he did the job at all, but dova shivamaman. If it's something that's related to monetary matters, lo ominon hazaka osa shlichosa. We do not say Chazaka Shliach Osa Shluchosa if it's to do with money. We only say that in respect to Isurim, but not in respect to money. So when it comes to money transactions, you've got no right to rely that the agent is going to do the job if it's related to monetary matters. And therefore if you relied on it and you didn't check up, then you are negligent in not checking up, and therefore you can't claim that it was an onus, the fact that I couldn't cancel. You shouldn't have relied on the shliach in the first place. You had no right to rely on the shliach and the agent in the first place. You had to do it yourself and or check up yourself. You didn't do that, you're negligent, so you're going to be hired for damages.
Is this case unique to the fact that the shliach died? Meaning...
Yes, says, oh, how long... How
long did he have to do his shlichus? If he had a week to do the shlichus and he died halfway into the week, so I have a shayla, maybe he never got around to doing the shlichus within the week. But in our case, when he's still alive, and he had the morning to do it, and it's now afternoon, why should I lose the chazaka? Maybe this is not a raya that our case would...
No, but the reason for the psak is because you cannot rely in monetary matters on the whole concept of shliach osa shlichus. So the halakha in such a case is that, okay, in bris milah, you're not going to have to pay for the whore, but when it comes to this donut, you're going to have to pay for the damages which are caused by chazaka. But no paying for profits. Have Satan. Okay. Let's move on to the next case. You hired a building, hired a engineer. To make shinu taba, create more meterage for building allowance. And let's say the fee was $20,000 for the building.
Someone just asked you that shayla?
No, I just get shaylas every so often. This actually came to me.
Say it again, what's the
shayla? A building hired engineer to make shinu taba in the building to create more meterage for everyone in the apartments in order that they have now places to build. There's no more meterage. We want to make more meterage. Yeah. So the building hired, they made a certain down payment, and it's understood exactly what his job would do. Halfway through the job, there is a new idea that arises from the government, the local authorities, that we're going to make a general shinu taba in this whole area. Free of charge. We're going to give everybody more meterage now.
You wish.
So now, oh no, the building says we just paid this engineer $20,000. Well, that obligates ourselves to pay $20,000, and we don't need it now because we're getting it for free. So now we don't want to pay the rest of the money to the engineer, and we want to get the money back because we don't really need him anymore. Don't need him for the job. The job's going to be done in any case.
Was this government decision already made before not publicized?
This can't be a real case. Why would the government
have to be mad? It happens.
Which city?
Because the mayor is angry at the Kabbalon, at the engineer.
So the question is, what do we look at over here? Again.
Did he start working?
He started working. He received some money. An onus happens over here. That meant that the job is done by somebody else. It's a new type of onus. The onus that the worker who was hired can't do the job because it was done by somebody else. What's the halak in such a case? Who has to suffer the loss in such a case? It's not an onus that you don't... I'm not doing the job. And it's not an onus that I'm not getting the benefit of the job. Here we've got an onus that I don't need the job because it's been done by somebody else.
If he started doing the work already, didn't we say that's equivalent to a Kenyan? So he just paid the driver?
Yes.
The worker suffers unless he got money.
Then he got some money.
So that doesn't exchange hands. He keeps the increase. They don't need to pay him anymore.
But he did certain amounts of job. We said an onus once he's done after the job is done, an onus happens, then the worker has to get paid, like with the taxi last week. Yeah?
The job's done. He didn't do it all.
They're asking to pay $20,000 to get it done.
Yes.
That's it. So it got done.
But not by somebody else.
It got done cheaper, but come on.
And now, you have to finish 9:20, I think. Yeah?
The job's like that.
So you can think about this case, the second case. It's exactly the same. Also came to Basin, but you never believe it will come to Basin, but it did. It's the same type of question. It's like this. After Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, Hoshana Rabbah, the Basin Medrash was full of sperm everywhere, and it was a big balagan. And everything needs to be cleaned up in time for Simchas Torah. Yeah. So the Gabbai said, oh, this is such a hassle and range and everything. So Reuven came up to the Gabbai and said, you know what? If you give me $100, I'll clear up the Beis HaMedrash for you. He said, $100 is worth my while. Get this off my head. You do the whole Beis HaMedrash in time for Simchas Torah. Said, after Shachris and Hoshana Rabbah, what happens?
He
claps. The other Gabbai, Shimon, who wasn't aware of Reuven's deal with Levi, after the bet, said, clapped on the bimah, and said, after? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the Pesach, Kavod HaTorah, the Beis HaMedrash needs to be cleaned up. I want everybody in the Beis HaMedrash to take 10 Svarah and put it back into it. Within 10 minutes, the whole Beis HaMedrash is cleaned up. Reuven now comes to Levi and says, I want the money back. Levi is saying, what? See, the Beis HaMedrash is tidy, it's clean. That's what you asked me to do. I got it done. I'm not giving you the money back. So, came to Beis Din. Does he give the money back? Or does he not give the
how
money back?
How much does it cost to go to Beis
Din? Onus! Again, it's the same side.
Just go to Beis Din for the heck of it.
There's an onus that took place that the job was done by somebody else and not by the worker who was asked to do the job. Do you have to pay for the worker under those circumstances or not? And if you say that here it's different, then that case, then why? Why
start.
Is the first case different from the second case? To me, it sounds like the same case.
So he didn't start here, did he? Did he start in the second case?
Yeah, he started the second case.
The second case he started right?
The first case he started.
Another Gabbai.
That's different Gabbai.
Did he start in the second case? That's a good point. Good question.
Did Levy start working in the second case?
No.
No.
I mean, he took it 10 foreign like everyone else.
Okay.
Well,
are you sure he did?
He probably did.
He probably did.